One of the challenges of being the parent of a child with special needs is just communication. You spend so much of your time and energy preparing for IEP meetings, advocating for your child in various situations, communicating with your teacher probably more than other parents are, trying to integrate them into other extracurricular activities, wherever that may be, managing medical appointments and therapy appointments and pharmaceutical stuff. It takes up a lot of time and energy. And so for us, just not spending all of our evenings and all of our free time on that and trying to maintain a healthy communication in our marriage and some play time for us and times to just go out and just be a couple, that's certainly a challenge. And then as we've had other children now, it's a challenge for us to maintain some balance between our children and not just focusing all of our attention on Finn, but also parenting our baby and giving him the time and energy that he needs too. Those things in particular, I think, have been really difficult. Fortunately for us, we're pretty aware of that and try to be diligent about not letting that overwhelm us and getting away and trying to find some time where we can just be us too.
I think another challenge for parents of kids with special needs is that it can tend to be somewhat isolating. I don't know if anybody completely understands the full picture of what we deal with on a daily basis. And so for a parent, being transparent enough with your family and with friends to let them in and let them carry the load a little bit is a huge challenge, because you want to look like you have it all together. You're doing the IEP meetings and doing the communication and still making time for your friends and for your spouse and for your other children. So just being transparent enough to ask for help when you need it.
It's really hard, because I think most of our natural tendencies is to just get it done. Some of us are raised with this attitude of, you know, buck up and make it work and don't complain and push through, which is not healthy at all. We kind of live in a world like that too, where the idea is just to not bother anybody else, not trouble anybody else. That is very isolating, and many of us have struggled with that in our lives, in our situations with our children, and many of the people listening to this probably do too. So it's a great temptation to isolate, but it's a great blessing if you can find a way past that and find some people in your life that you can just tell the truth. And it's embarrassing sometimes. I have a 10-year-old who still has pottying issues. Fortunately, he can accommodate most of his needs, but even still, there are challenges in that. And it's just embarrassing sometimes. It's not really something you want to chat with your friends about, especially your friends who have normal, beautiful children who are soccer stars and straight-A students. That gets difficult sometimes. But if you can find a couple of people that you're okay to just say, hey, my kid made a mess in the bathtub tonight, and that was really difficult. It's really awesome to just have someone to be able to talk about that kind of stuff with.